The following was given by Steve Hagen at Dharma Field Meditation and Learning Center in Minneapolis on January 2nd, 2011.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This morning I have an announcement. I wanted to let you know that after a process now that's gone on for the better part of 2 years anyway, last Wednesday I gave Dharma transmission to Bev Forsman. Norm and Paul were there. It was a little ceremony. But I wanted to announce that to everyone and maybe just say a few things about what this means, because I'm sure that there might be a lot of confusion, speculation, and then things get said and pretty soon misinformation is being passed along and whatever. So I want to just try to clarify this a bit as to what this means. I think the first thing to understand is that in a sense, this has nothing to do with Dharma Field, at least not directly. Indirectly, no doubt, but directly, it has nothing to do with Dharma Field. This matter of walking this path, we do it as individuals. You take this up and you carry this out yourself. You're not responsible. You cannot do this for someone else. They cannot do it for you. And we're no different from each other in this regard. Someone might eventually become a priest or a Dharma teacher or something like this, and then we start to think, well, they're somehow different. Dogen points out in the Record of Things Heard, he said, you know, these teachers from the past, they didn't have bones of steel and this sort of thing. They were just ordinary human beings. We're all just ordinary human beings, but there is this path that we can walk, this way that we can take up and walk. And so it goes on in that way. And in teaching, if I give transmission to Bev now, I'm in this lineage through Katagiri, dating back ostensibly to the Buddha. Probably questionable about that, but certainly through China and India, it's probably pretty well defined. China and Japan, I meant to say, not India. But there's a long tradition there and that sort of thing. But here in this moment, it is just a teacher and someone else studying with this teacher. That's all. And that's the way it needs to be looked at. There's no institution involved in this. You know, building or the position as teacher or head teacher or an administrator or whatever else needs to be taken up here. That's all independent of this. So as somebody is walking this path, they gain some understanding, somebody trusts that, they want to study with that person, and at some point maybe they begin to realize what's involved. At first they'll be confused, they're reaching for something, trying to get something from the teacher, have something explained to them, whatever, this sort of thing. But eventually, some people will mature and begin to understand what this is, and they will take this up as their practice, as what they are doing. And then at some point, the teacher, who maybe has had recognition from a former teacher, now recognizes a student as having adequate understanding here now, that they will then endorse their understanding to that degree. And this is called Dharma transmission. It has nothing to do with you or your practice or your relationship with me. If you're studying with me, if you see me as your teacher, this sort of thing. It's all is individuals in this regard. How this relates to Dharma Field, as the center, is that, yeah, as a head teacher here at Dharma Field, I think we need to have someone who has had Dharma transmission. And I would hope there would be someone who has had transmission now from me or in my line or descendants of such a person, because I teach in a particular way here. And I would like to have that carried on. But of course I can't control that. And I can make mistakes. Or those that I might name as Dharma heirs can make mistakes. You know, that's that frothy human world, and we just kind of let it go. But here we are in this moment, So I've been working with Bev, and in particularly in this last year, especially, and also with Lee Register, though Lee hasn't had transmission yet. But there's a certain, what can I say, there's certain things that I have to take you through and show you and explain and test you on your understanding of this or that. And so this has gone on now for the last couple of years with Bev. And a certain amount of it has also gone on with Lee at this point. So what this is, there's people who take the precepts, and there's also some who get lay ordination, we say. Ordination is really not quite the right word. And then, there's, of course, there's full priest ordination. And these terms, priest, wrong term, wrong connotations, wrong ideas. Ordination, wrong ideas. Usually when a priest is ordained, that means they've been given some kind of a stamp of authority and that they have some understanding or whatever. Well, that's not what any of this means, and so I don't like to use those terms. Let me slap on the robes. Of course, that looks pretty impressive, somebody walking around, especially with the full robe, which I don't wear. I don't even wear this one. No, I'm wearing the Rakusu today. I just wanted to say a little bit about this, I think, before we're done here. But I don't want to bring out these kinds of things, because once again, it just confuses us about what's at hand here. But with ordination, as we call it, nobody's given any kind of stamp of authority or understanding. There's a certain point at which if somebody comes to me and then they say, and they've demonstrated to some degree, and I'm a lot more stringent now than I was at first, but you want to take this up. You want to practice this. This is what you are. There's a certain point at which you might realize that this is what you are. You are somebody who's following this way. This is the first thing in your life. Of course, I mean, you take care of all aspects of your life as best you can, but this is what you're going to carry out. This is what you're going to do. You're going to carry out this practice. Then that is what we might call ordination. But it's not giving any kind of authority yet as a teacher or whatever. You might be allowed to teach to some degree, but even lay people can do some teaching or talking, speaking, whatever. All that's permissible. But none of this has any stamp of acknowledgement or authority. That comes with Dharma transmission. At least that's what it will be in my line. Today, not only just here in the United States, but also in Japan, I saw a lot of this when I was there in Japan studying for some time. Dharma transmission itself has been corrupted, even to the point where I've talked with priests who have openly said that it has nothing to do with acknowledgement of understanding. Well, at some point, there has to be that. Because if we don't have authenticated teachers here who really have true understanding, well, it makes it just much more difficult for any of us who might want to come and study and to take up this way to really find the path, because there's so many ways for us to be taken off the path. The pitfalls, the snares, the traps are everywhere, as Dogen said. So it's very difficult to walk this way unless you have someone there who can show you what's the path and what isn't when you're stepping off, and to help you to come back to this, to realize this for yourself. And then finally, when you have someone there where I, as a teacher, I'm comfortable with this person as having this much understanding. But for all of us, me too, we can grow, we can continue with our understanding of various things. Not with the actual seeing of reality, that's something else again. But that's what I want to see. So not be confused on this very central issue. But then with that, we can still continue to grow and to mature. And when I see that, when I recognize that, I've tested that, I've worked with that in various ways, then I can give that, what can I say, that stamp of approval, so to speak. That's what Dharma transmission is then. What that means then, that Bev is now an independent Dharma teacher in her own right. She has the right to, in the Soto school, to wear brown. She we have this brown, because this is nice and it's so close to black you could almost think it's black. This is a little more flashy. Clearly, you can, brown of various shades, you know, so a little bit more contrast here. Not that I'm going to scream and holler at anybody who walks in here wearing brown. I even have a brown handkerchief here. But it isn't that she can wear brown. Well, she does have a brown robe now, but we don't wear our robes here normally. So, but that's not the point. But I have given her the transmission. So it means she can conduct weddings, funerals, any kind of ceremony, whatsoever, anything. Whatever I can do as a Dharma teacher, she can do. And she can go off and start her own place or whatever might happen. But that's what that means. And so I hope you all will acknowledge her as that. Maybe some of you might have trouble with that. It's understandable. That's been around since ancient times. We have all kinds of stories about how people find it difficult to accept one of their peers as having some kind of authority or whatever. This isn't something to make a big deal out of it. Don't put her up on a pedestal. She's still a human being. She can make mistakes, as we all can, including me. But there we are. So this is, and I want this understood. At this point, this is the only person that I've given this acknowledgement to. People that I've ordained, whatever, doesn't mean that. They said they would do something. I said, okay, let's do it. And then I will just wait and see. And also, this doesn't even have anything to do with whether or not you have abilities as a teacher or any number of things. There has to be some understanding there. It will show up in various ways that we'll see and I'll be looking for. I can see it in your practice, most of all there. And I can also see if there seems to be some genuine understanding that's emerging here. And at a point, after working with that for some time, I might give that stamp of approval. Another point I want to make. Yeah, then people also have asked, so some people have gotten word of this beforehand, and they want to know, well, am I going to still teach, and that sort of thing. And again, that's what I'm saying, that this has nothing to do with Dharma Field or me here as head teacher. Of course I'm going to teach. Even when I step down as head teacher, I'm still going to be here. I'm not stepping down right now. But yes, I'll continue. Nothing has changed in that regard. And even if I step down as head teacher, I don't really plan to go anywhere. I will still be here. I'll be the guy that retires and still shows up to work every day. That'll be me. So, nothing like that. And I will remain a teacher as long as I can still function, mentally or whatever. I will remain whatever I am now. That's what I, that's what I am. It has nothing to do with an institution called Dharma Field. And there could be multiple teachers here. And you could eventually, start working with one or another, or sometimes kind of a combination. And the way it came out in the transmission ceremony, then Norm actually functioned as Bev's precept teacher. I'm her Dharma teacher, from which she gets Dharma transmission. So there's many possibilities here. So you should not take whatever it is you think you've seen here and turn it into something, get some ideas about it, and then I'll go talking, say to others about what this means or this. As far as you're really concerned, it doesn't really mean anything beyond the fact that I've endorsed Bev as a teacher. That's all. It has nothing to do with you and what our relationship is. If you want to stay with me, and that maybe there could be transmission to others of you in the future. There's several of you here that I'm not going to say too much, but I've got my eye on you. I got my eye on all of you, but... So don't get any goofy ideas. Meaning, don't get any ideas at all. Just come and practice. And if you want to take this way, practice. If you were here in the Zendo, every time I walked into the Zendo, believe me, within 5 years, we would be well acquainted on this path. And then you say, well, yeah, but I couldn't be a teacher. It has nothing to do with it. Okay. Well, I'll pause now then. I hope I said everything I meant to bring up about this, but any questions about this? I just, you know, this is a rather large step, and like I say, I know that a lot of misinformation can go flying around and that sort of thing, and it will anyway. But I just try to clarify a few things here. But any questions now about this? Yeah, David.
Can you say anything more about the process of testing the...
No. It's called a secret. I will say this. It is called, these are called the secret teachings. But let me, before you get any ideas about that, it's not secret. It isn't anything you haven't already heard me point out to you many times over. It's just that there are certain aspects that are concentrated on and focused on, and I drill on to make sure there's some understanding of this. It's more or less like that. But I'm already saying too much. For me to get into the finer detail of certain points to a general audience, it can easily be misunderstood and confused. And so that's why there's certain ways that we approach this material at this time, at this juncture, when someone seems to be ready to really take this up, that we don't talk about it publicly because it can be so easily misunderstood. But it's nothing more than that. But it isn't that it's something other than what I've already talked to you about in very general terms, or maybe not even in general terms, many times over. Yeah. But strictly speaking, no, I can't really talk about that, specifically what goes on. But it's no big deal. We had the locked doors. I don't know, for some of you who might have been here during the week, there were some things going on. But that was just the writing up of the documents and things. That you're not allowed to look at. Because your head would explode if you saw them. In some ways, that's all kind of silly, maybe. But then maybe not, because, again, this has to be handled with some care. But once again, don't get any big ideas about this. It's nothing like that at all. And in one sense, it's something very ordinary. Anything else? Yeah.
Does she now have the authority to give that transmission to somebody else?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But as I told her, I said, I think you better wait 10 years. Meaning that you should be working with someone for 10 years, but she may have already started working with some people too at this point, even though at the time she might have started working with some, but she didn't have the authority to give transmission. But she does now, and she can, yeah. She can ordain, she can give the precepts. So all of that she now has the authority to do. And so once again, you know, all this means is that I've now given that authority to Bev. Some people think Dharma transmission, so he's transmitted his mind somehow and their minds melded. And no, don't go there. Don't ever go there. Don't ever go into stuff like that at all, about anything. Recognize when you're delusional. That's what our way is. Our way is about recognizing when you're sane. Well, actually, we can't really recognize when we're sane, but we do recognize when you're insane, when you're slipping off. Because that's where we tend to be most of the time, to a greater or lesser degree. So this is just simply about coming back here and becoming sane. And it's difficult now then for me to explain some of these things or to point these things out or to say that this I've given now this stamp of approval here now to Bev as a Dharma teacher. without all this kind of stuff being kicked up in the dust here, and we get carried away with that. Well, what I'm trying to say it is not that at all. That is to go crazy. You start getting caught in that, you're going to go crazy. That is crazy. It's all crazy. This is about just come back here now. Settle down. And let's just stay sane. That's why I say this is just, you know, utterly ordinary, you know. But please grant Bev, what can I say? Just grant that to her. That she's a Dharma teacher now. And if you don't, well, you know, that's your problem, you know. But I would say, look at your mind. What's your problem there in your mind? Of course, then you can reflect on me. Hagen doesn't know what he's doing. He thinks, you know, because that can go on too. Okay. Well, you look at that, you know, and maybe you're right. Maybe this is a mistake. I don't think so. But at some point, this has to be, this is, you know, my, it doesn't have to be. I guess I could die without ever having a Dharma heir. You know, and it's not limited to one. I could have many Dharma heirs. You know, but that's not up to me. It's up to some potential Dharma heir out there who shows up. I can't do anything about that, really, other than I'm just here, and I'm a teacher, and I just offer what I can offer day after day through the practice and the teachings. So, okay, anything else? All right, thank you.